Welcome back, my friend, to another episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com and the Serapeum.com archive, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have much to discuss. They are coming for your food. They are coming for you. And they're not really all that quiet about it anymore. Let's dive in.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
They don't want you to have independence or freedom. They want you to be forced to buy, maybe in a breadline, but at the very least through the big Jewish-owned megacorporations. And they're trying now to force independent small truckers out of business or into unsustainable and impossible electric vehicle type regulations, where they're basically banning gas vehicles. And they're starting with the truckers, the people who deliver everything and make this country run. And they're not just starting with the truckers. I mean, they've been going after the food supply for some time, as you guys already know. We've covered this in the past. They're going after the pretty much the entire economy. This was out of order, but you can see they're going after the fossil fuels as well at the same time, running up the price of gas, even though they're not really fossil fuels. That's a whole different topic. Second most abundant and renewable liquid resource on Earth, oil. Imagine that. But they don't want you to know that. Cattle tracking provision that may limit the beef supply has now passed in the omnibus bill. So they're going to track the cattle even more so that they can get rid of them. That's what the point of this is. And you can see this because they're already culling millions of chickens at the top U.S. egg supplier now. And this is not the first time this has happened. They've been doing this for a long time. Over a year now, they've been heavily, the governments of the world, especially the West, especially the U.S., have been heavily going after the food supply at every level. From the people that move the food to the people that grow the food, like the Amish farmers that are being persecuted, to the truckers, to the egg producers, the meat producers, the meat processing facilities that are all being bombed, or mysterious fires in the middle of the night when no one was around, or, you know, diseases that aren't real that popped up supposedly and now they're just wiping them out. You're going to see a lot of pandemic, you know, nonsense invoked in order to wipe out your food supply. The cost of eggs already, what, tripled last year? It's going to get worse. And this is not the end of it. I do want to mention, of course, at redpillliving.com, our Patriot Christian sponsor, which my wife and I started after YouTube and everybody else started to unbank and demonetize us, in order to fund our truth operation here. You can find options for unstoppable food, including some plants and including some little gadgets that I've built that will help you to make your own garden work better, like the rabbit nipples and the chicken nipples. And no, I'm not being dirty. Those are water nipples for them to drink with. And the irrigation assembly, you can check some of these things out, and you can even shop plants from my personal garden, which I have been laying in for hard times because I know what's coming. And these little berries right here, man, there are hundreds of these things, maybe thousands, ripening on the plants all around us outside right now. I can't keep up with them. In fact, my children bring home a bowl every day of these delicious crisp mulberries. Moving on, I do want to briefly mention April 6th is coming up. We're going to meet up and pray and have fellowship before whatever happens on April 8th, and the governments of the world are basically panicking about, you know, the governments of the U.S. Along the path line of the eclipse, I should say, are basically panicking. They're all declaring various levels of emergencies. I also want to bring to your attention, I'm doing the different format the way I used to do it, and I'm not going deep into these articles, but I'm just going to run through in video as fast as I can because I have a lot on my plate. This debate just threw me back, and I was already dealing with, you know, Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and there were 2 days off for basically Sabbath and then a high Sabbath, so I was unable to do anything, and I'm just really behind. So I'm just running through. Bear with me. Some people like this format more. So NASA is also planning to take advantage of the fear around this eclipse, and they're launching 3 rockets, some sort of a sounding rocket, during the total eclipse. Of course, they've named their rocket project after the Egyptian god of darkness and chaos, Apep. Of course, you guys know that name more likely as Apophis or Apophis in Egyptian mythology, the giant snake that chases Ra, the sun god, around and tries to destroy the universe. Anyway, that's just more pagan nonsense from NASA. They name everything after pagan gods. I think Odysseus was like the one example where they didn't name it after a pagan god, and that was still just like a Greek hero. Okay. And of course, the mainstream media is following suit on the government claiming that they have found bird flu in Texas to basically declare the next pandemic. And it's going to be 100 times worse than COVID, they say. And apparently, the first time a bird flu has infected cattle has happened. They keep making stuff up. We keep hitting new goalposts as they try to create more and more fear. These things have never happened before because they don't happen. They're making it happen, or they're making it up. I'm not saying people are not going to die. They've already got so much death in the world, people dropping down dead all around us. They're going to blame all these young athletes dropping dead on bird flu now. We know better. We know what caused it. And it's not chickens. A fifth of adults in the U.S. now believe, and will admit in a poll, and there's probably more that won't, that they think violence is needed in order to solve our nation's problems. We're very, very close now to civil war, when 20% of normies will say that. Although those 20% are the least normie among the normies, I guess you could say. Now, I want to mention Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill targeting mRNA vaccines in food. They recently attempted to pass a chemtrails bill. I don't think it made it through the governor yet, but it's in the Tennessee House. Good things there. We'll see if it follows suit. Other nations other states tend to copy good laws sometimes, so maybe we'll get a pattern or growing trend here of other states copying this chemtrail stuff. I think we've already seen a few attempts, but I'm just, this is a little bit too little too late. Even without mRNA in your food and chemtrails in your skies, you're going to be hard-pressed to not starve with what's coming. Although I do have a dear spot in my heart for Tennessee. I lived there for about a year. I love the people. I love the land. Although many of the farmers are just spraying that GMO glyphosate Roundup Ready corn stuff everywhere and just killing their rivers, their soil, their neighbor's soil. But there are some good places in the mountains. Maybe that's where we'll end up. I don't know. The prophecies of the scripture say that there are sort of like a prophetic mountain of safety in Ezekiel. I've got articles on that at the Serapeum. So I believe that many people will end up on the mountains, those who survive. Excuse me. I've been dealing with hay. Again, there's a lot of dust when you have animals. So Canada is now euthanizing autistic people who have hypochondria. No physical ailments. They just constantly throughout their life, although they have autism and such, they constantly throughout their life, according to their own father, have been seeking diagnoses from doctors but have never actually gotten any. And this girl has said, well, I want to die. Or I you know, whatever. She's a hypochondriac. She's always trying to get attention by being sick. That's what they do. Apparently, that seems to be the case, at least. And now this adult girl, I think she's 24, has submitted herself to be killed. And the father fighting for her life in the legal system has failed. So they're euthanizing the mentally incompetent, apparently, just because they want to die. Suicide is legalized. I do want to mention this. Came across my desk recently. This is a hard topic. If you're familiar with St. Simon of Trent, then you'll know the subject matter. This is an interesting story. A lot more evidence, in fact. A lot more, as you can see, photographs of what they did to the little Christian boy. Poked him full of holes and drained his blood. And this particular ritual adrenochrome murder for which they have been kicked out, they, the deep state, the Jews, have been kicked out of 109-plus nations throughout history after being found guilty in courts of law with monarchs involved over and over and over in unrelated events. Supposedly, this is, to them, they call it blood libel or just a false smear. But, you know, 109-plus guilties, I don't know what to think about that. Anyway, this particular one led to the Bolshevik Revolution sort of going hot and taking hostile action, and the investigator who finally arrested the Jew, but he got away with it, of course, in a hung jury after they killed most of the child witnesses with poison and such. The investigator wrote a book, and his book was the first book to be on the banned list for the Bolsheviks, and he was the first man to be tried because these truths are so hot. These truths are so powerful that they cannot stop them. All they can do is kill everyone who's ever heard it and said anything about it as quickly as possible to put out the fire. And that is what they have done historically. The Bolshevik Revolution killed all the Christians who were hearing about the blood sacrifice. And they're planning to do it again, folks. This is not the first time. The Bolshevik Revolution was also not the first time. Every time there's a communist uprising or a communist revolution, they're in the background, hanging out with Chairman Mao or with the people behind the Bolshevik Revolution, 90%+ being ethnic Jews. Officials, like I said earlier, along the path of eclipse, quietly declaring states of emergency. By the way, go to thesarahpayam.com, check out my eclipse article, Is God Warning Us with Eclipses? It has pretty much everything that we know so far with updates often. No, I was just going to watch this one and laugh. I'm sorry. Someone who was getting evicted from a plane was screaming, I can't breathe. This is George Floyd. That's not news. That's funny. Sometimes there are some comedic moments from my my perspective here in the office as a truther. I see a lot of funny stuff. I see a lot of horrible, sad stuff. And sometimes it's better to laugh than to cry, but sometimes you can't help but to cry. Anyway, in preparation for this weird eclipse, and nobody knows what's going to happen, really, only the Creator himself, the Statue of Liberty has been struck by lightning, and of course, New York was also hit by a earthquake, as was Taipei, Taiwan, a big one, and even Japan. This thing hit most of the world, and we have, of course, earthquakes, megastorms, lightnings, furies, and here comes a rare eclipse, Xing America. And the eclipse includes all those weird things, like the message that says, I'm coming with the 2017 eclipse. Just read the first letter of each state's name. Folks, it's weird. I don't know what to make of it, but that's why I pointed it out to you, to make up your own mind. It's a coincidence, one too many for me, so I couldn't ignore it. And I think that's it. I do want to mention I've got a lot of work to do in the garden. I've got to build a new RV conversion thing. The roof in my RV where I live is messed up. They screwed up the AC, so I have to convert a large, like 53-foot old, cheap, but 53-foot like big trailer, because the truckers aren't going to need them anymore since they're getting outlawed for the most part. So I've got one of those. I'm going to try to convert it into a shelter. I'm going to call it Nemo's Ark and make a super RV out of it as best I can. But who knows? We may need to be mobile. We may need to have something that's sturdier than a typical RV in what's coming. And I've got a lot of work just in the garden and chores. So a couple of brief updates. Hopefully you'll be able to make it. Let me know if you're coming, if you can, on the chat or email on the April 6th. I did a debate. Somebody named McToon, you already know how that went. He made up stuff, rage quit. There's a recap on that if you want to check it out. It goes like they always do. Angrier, increasing, then the lies, and then the insults, and then the quitting. That's how it usually works, right? And I think that's it. For those who've been asking, my heart has been doing great lately. Praise Yahweh. I haven't had the same pains lately. And, you know, it's not gone. Still there sometimes, but it has been somewhat in remission. So the exercise in the garden, eating the good, you know, organic foods, having cayenne pepper like next to me at all times, and other things has helped a lot. And I think that's it for this episode. I love you guys. I hope that you are all well prepared for what's coming. Like I said, it's going to be a rough year. I know we're already a quarter into this year, and I think that you can see what's coming. Of course, the later, you know, the election, all the stuff later, sort of, it's weighted more at the end of the year, I guess you could say. But we're already seeing a lot of the kind of crazy buildups. And I think that's all that I have to talk about on my mind right now. So we'll see you on the next one. Please check out thesarahpayum.com/his-story-revealed. There's an ant on my neck. Okay, I knew something was crawling. And that has all of my best videos, documentaries, articles, breakdowns, proofs, biggest, best truths, the kind that doesn't just change you. Like, it forces you to take a year off. Stop talking about the news. Grow a big beard and start saying crazy things that people haven't really heard before. That's the kind of truth that you'll find on that page. Although I got rid of the beard. See you guys on the next one.